I've asked if we might have a corridor today with Ganesh Nana. Ganesh is the chair of the Productivity Commission, and they are seeking feedback at the moment on what intergenerational disadvantage might mean and look like, or persistent disadvantage. And we know a lot of our whānau have sadly had to struggle in life, but it's not all of their own doing. Ganesh has asked iwi to respond and to get people in the community to put their thoughts together so that they can shape the way that this investigation proceeds. Ganesh, tēnā koe, thanks for joining us.
Kia ora.
It's good to catch up with you again. As far as the Māori situation in this mahi ahead, Ganesh, could you share some kōrero about it, why it's so important that our people take part in helping to shape how we go through this important mahi and looking at the situation with persistent disadvantage?
Well, this is I see this very much as a huge opportunity for us to together change the dial or shift the dial or whatever the jargon is. We've been looking at this, I suppose, in Wellington, whether it be in government or non-government, looking at this for a long, long time through many different perspectives and lenses. But we just haven't succeeded. And as you would know more than anybody, it's the disadvantage that holds all of us back, and whatever causes that disadvantage, as you say, it's not individuals' fault, whether it's just an accident of birth, or whether it's by having lost your job and not being able to get up again, or whether it be family dysfunction or separation, or maybe an illness or a sickness, lots of things that happen to us throughout our lives. Now, many of us are able to pick ourselves up and recover, and that's great and that's good, but there are many, many, many others who are unable to, and that's the critical element. We have got to find out why there are many that are persistently disadvantaged, and even more importantly, that when that disadvantage goes across generations and is passed down on, and that persistent disadvantage hurts all of us. It hurts our collective well-being. It hurts our ability to be productive. It hurts our ability to create good, high-paying jobs. It hurts our ability to look after whānau, to look after our tūpuna, to look after Papatūānuku. It's all wrapped up together. This is a huge advantage for opportunity for us to look at it properly and in depth. At the Productivity Commission, we have a big advantage in terms of being able to look across departments and look across the departmental silos that some of us think we have here to see how we can bring things together and indeed listen directly with into iwi whānau, community groups and individuals to really get to the bottom of this, because it's been with us for too long and we can't put it off any longer.
Thanks, Ganesh. What would you say the Commission's role might be in, you know, once identifying some of the causes, the triggers for intergenerational disadvantage, how might your organisation be able to intervene?
Well, once we get our terms of reference in terms of where we want to focus or where we should focus, it is an element of getting all the data, getting all the and doing the research and the analysis, but also talking to those who have experienced this sort of disadvantage. We're interested in those, or we want to hear from those and need to hear from the life experiences of people, so that these aren't numbers on a page or on a spreadsheet, so we can, again, as I said before, get to the bottom of this and understand how we can help not just people and individuals, but communities out of this disadvantage for all of us. We'll be making, at the end, no doubt, recommendations, and not just to government, but to everybody around what we need to do and how we need to, whether it's joined up services or whether it's a totally different model of delivery of services or whether it's a different way of doing things. We don't know at this stage, but we'll be looking forward to the kōrero and looking forward to hearing from everybody and putting together a set of recommendations that will make a difference.
A lot of Māori a bit hesitant to do the submission thing and prefer kānuhi Kitakanui's type engagement, Ganesh, how will you be satisfied that you're getting a decent snapshot from Tangata Te Whenua about how important this issue is?
Well, and that's very much, I suppose, my part of this equation. I mean, the Productivity Commission is very keen to engage with everybody and will be being proactive in inviting submissions and actually going out to hearing and to listen to people in various organisations and communities. Most of that work will go through next year when we get the inquiry underway proper and manage to, I suppose, map out that inquiry and map out the different ways we can reach out to people. In the interim, we're after submissions around the short submissions or short to the point submissions around where we should focus and what we should pinpoint in terms of our efforts. So this is very much a pre-exercise to help us design up the what we call the terms of reference for the study, and then through next year we'll be reaching out to organisations to help us.
So the Commission looking for public input by the end of August, and it's going to help shape the terms of reference going to be presented to the government in November. Any other interesting Māori mahi on your table, Ms. Danana?
Oh, well, the other mahi that we're going on at the moment is the immigration inquiry, and definitely talking to Māori about the role of immigration over the next 10, 20, 30 years and how we can fit that into the jigsaw puzzle so it lifts all of our well-being, as opposed to the rather patchwork policy framework that we've got for immigration at the moment. And obviously with the borders slowly and surely reopening over the next while, we'll need to get that right as well so we don't make the mistakes of the past.